Monday night, election workers at Murray Hill Middle School got right to work. Chief Judge Ray Baer helped set up the poll books.
Did anybody see where the battery goes into these?
Right here?
Yep.
This belongs to this one, and this one belongs here. You want to make sure everything is perfect.
After setting up in the cafeteria, it was time for the important business. The workers can't leave the premises on election day, so they have to plan ahead for meals, Baer says.
Sometimes we do call and ask for a delivery, but a lot of people like bringing what they like to eat. And as long as you share it with me, you can
eat.
Turnout was expected to be late today, but the judges were still hoping for a morning rush. They arrived at dawn and were ready for the polls to open at 7. Check-in Judge Gita Rivera and Chief Judge Baer greeted their first voter.
How are you?
Right.
You're our first voters in our precinct.
Right.
So we're very, very happy that you could come out today.
The judges were prepared and ready to help. Kristen Machinsky's job was to help people use the voting machines. She could answer any questions the voters had, except whom to vote for.
They're on their own there.
I'm Maureen Harvey in Laurel.
And I'm Brett Jaspers at Baltimore City's IT Academy, where poll workers gathered around 5:30 this morning. They spent a few seconds to hug and laugh before getting down to business. The site got an extra precinct this time, which made their morning slightly more hectic. Here's Board of Elections technician Tommy Cozart.
Everything normally moves real smoothly like it's doing now. Just because another precinct has been added, all it is just a little more rearranging. Because the folks that's coming in now, the judges, chief judges, they wasn't aware.
But Cozart and the others moved quickly. They connected the poll books, got the step-by-step approval from the chief judges, and opened the voting machines. Judge Sarah Scribner has been working elections for about 10 years.
One of the reasons I became an election judge, because I was one of those people in the line that was waiting and waiting, and they were not opening on time. This was years ago. And I said, I really want to find out what is going on. And you see how we're hustling this morning? We're doing better. Most of the items that we have to use now are labeled better. Even those envelopes that we had to put up against the wall for the VAT cards were all labeled. Previously, we had to label these things, okay?
Like label them in the morning yourselves?
Yes, yes.
Like Scribner, technician Nakia Jackson started working elections about 10 years ago. She does it to give back.
Not necessarily giving back for one particular party or one particular person that's voting, but allows me to help ensure the integrity of the voting process itself.
And that was kind of your impetus years ago to get started in the first place?
Probably not. I was a broke graduate student. I was a little broke working on my doctorate.
According to Baltimore Elections Chief Armistead Jones, 19,000 city residents cast their ballots by 1 p.m. today. With Maureen Harvey, I'm Brett Jaspers for 88.1 WIPR.